Thank you, Stephen. Merry Christmas, everyone. Turn to your neighbour and say you're so good looking. I hope you believe that. Thank you. Do you believe it? Of course Charlie does. Well, those of you who may not know who I am, I'm Nigel Sermon, the senior pastor of our one church in two locations. And who's from Wellard here? Give me a wave. All the Wellardians. Let's give our Wellardians a big hand. Fantastic. Now, all the Frio, give us a wave. All the Frio people. And who knows that there's no competition. It's fantastic having both locations here this morning. Who's enjoying the service so far? Who thinks the McGuinzey family are particularly gifted people? Not to take away from what everyone's done today, but that's fantastic. And if you have your Bibles, you might want to turn with me. I thought because it's appropriate, it's Christmas time, it'd be good to talk about the birth of Christ, at least a little bit this morning. And so turn with me to Matthew 1. If you have your Bibles or your phone that has your app on it, Matthew 1:18, I'll start at. But on behalf of Andrew and I, Andrew has gone out with one of the children, so that, you know, it just happens. So everyone just say hello, Andrea, out there. All right. So she is with me. I'm just saying, you know, it's all good. but Merry Christmas, everyone. And I just thought I had a few. I'm not good at jokes personally, but I've got some. And they're pretty, well, you can judge for yourself. How did the ornament get addicted to Christmas? He was hooked on trees his whole life. I could tell you didn't like that one. How much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing, it was on the house. All right. What did Adam say to his wife on Christmas? It's finally Christmas Eve. All right, enough jokes from me. Christmas is a great time to celebrate. Who's had a few Christmas parties already? I can't remember how many I've had. There's too many. But anyway, it's time for holidays. Andrew and I can't wait to go and see our granddaughter who's pregnant in, well, hopefully, and hopefully we'll, my daughter. Who'd like to come and speak for me this morning? Yeah, anyway, you get the idea. As long as I can get back across the border, we'll be fine. But Christmas is always a good time to catch up with friends. Lights are on display. Who's gone to see some Christmas light displays already? Enjoying. It's fun. It's the only time of the year we get to do all this kind of stuff. And here's an interesting fact. More money is spent on Christmas than any other time of year. The average family spends on top of their normal shop, around the average family, around $1,350 at Christmas time on gifts alone. Holiday expenditure last year, 2019, in Australia was just holiday expenditure was $25 billion. Not bad considering how many we got now in Australia, 23 billion or something. Roy Morgan reported that across Australia in 2019 over the Christmas period, the total amount spent was $52.7 billion. Who's contributing to that? We all are. And Christmas is a time for giving around the world. And Christmas represents the celebration of Jesus' birth, and the wise men brought gifts to honour him. And we bring gifts to appreciate and honour one another. And no one in Australia is going to get in trouble by the authorities for worshipping our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We are blessed. Can anyone give Jesus a hand this morning? And so today, we celebrate his birth, the most important factor of the Christmas season. Christmas is a celebration of Christ's birth. So Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take your Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. I still remember my wife saying to me when our first child was born, he's somewhere here, behind me, my son Jared. Now, don't forget that you've got to finish work early. I had my own business back in those days. And I says, yeah, of course. And the afternoon came and I was busy doing my work and I completely forgot that Andrew was actually in hospital having a baby. And I happened to look at my phone about 3 p.m. in the afternoon and around the time that the baby was meant to be born, and I had all these missed calls from my wife, and I quickly, I had that gulp. Raced to the hospital in all my work clothes. I was dirty as. Anyway, got to the hospital and I made it. I made it on time, and it was a special moment in our lives. The definition of the word Christmas. Christmas comes from two words, Christ and Mass. Christ is the Greek word, and Mass is the Latin word for celebration. It's the celebration of Christ. And so, number one, we believe in the virgin birth. Say it with me. Believe in the virgin birth. The only way Jesus could be God was to be conceived by the Holy Spirit. He is God on earth. Matthew 1:23 says, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was not a representative of God. Jesus was not conceived by a man. He was God. God himself with us. Jesus was conceived by the Spirit and therefore did not have a sin nature. Jesus was God, Jesus is God, Jesus will always be God. Jesus was not a messenger from God, he was God. Jesus was God himself with a message. And the greatest celebration amongst all the celebrations of Christmas is that Jesus came to be with us and become one of us. He identifies with us. He died with us and he rose again for us. Stephen said it this morning, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. He's the greatest gift anyone can receive. He's the greatest promise. He's the greatest certainty. He's the greatest possession. God didn't send someone to redeem us. He came himself. I read this story of a judge, which I've kind of elaborated on. Let me tell it to you. A judge has been friends with another man for most of his life. They grew up together in school and stayed close. His friend, however, was not as law-abiding as he was. And over a period of time, he had collected a number of parking fines, which he had left unpaid. And now his friend was being summoned to court unless he paid the fines within the week. The judge's friend gives the judge all of his parking tickets, from stopping in disabled bays, from actually being too long in all those places that you're not meant to park. And he said to his friend, the judge, "Can you take care of these?" And the judge takes the infringements from his friend and says, "Sure, I can take care of them for you." A month goes by and the friend comes back to the judge. "Thanks for dismissing those infringements." And the judge says, "I didn't dismiss them." And the friend says, "I thought you said you'd take care of them." And the judge said, "I did take care of them." And the friend says, "Well, if you didn't dismiss them, how did you take care of them?" And the judge says, "I paid them all in full." And the friend says, "I didn't want you to pay for them. I wanted you to do your, you know, your judge thing and get rid of them for me." And the judge says to his friend, "Were you guilty?" "Well, yes, I was." And the judge says, "Justice demanded that the penalty be paid. If I am a righteous judge, I can't dismiss them. The penalty has to be paid." And many people believe that God, the righteous judge, simply dismissed the charges against us, but he did not. Because he is a righteous judge, he paid the penalty himself. It is very important to believe in the virgin birth. It helps us to understand that God is with us, that he is for us, and that he has a solution that we can never solve ourselves. God paid the price for your sin and mine. Jesus was fully God on this earth. And second, Jesus came in the flesh. First, you and I believe in the virgin birth. Does anyone believe in the virgin birth here this morning? Mary was with child, yet Joseph, her fiancé, had not had sex with her. Jesus was born of God, born of the Holy Spirit. The Catholic Christians rightfully call his birth the Immaculate Conception. You and I put our faith in this fact. And second, we believe that Jesus came in the flesh. When Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do men say I am?" they responded by saying, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And Jesus asked them directly, "But who do you say I am?" And Peter responded, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He came in the flesh to be God with us. John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning of all time and created existence was Christ." The Word of God came through Christ from the beginning of time because he was God. John 1:14, "And the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." It's a very Merry Christmas because we believe that Christ came from a virgin conceived by the Holy Spirit. And it's a Merry Christmas because we believe that Jesus is fully God and that he is fully man. God became a man. If God did not become a man, then he did not die. And if he did not die, then our sins are not atoned for by the righteous judge of all the earth. John 4:2 says this. This is how we know if they have the Spirit of God. If a person claiming to be a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ came in a real body, that person has the Spirit of God. Jesus had to pay for our sins. Jesus had to become flesh. Hebrews 2:14 puts it this way. I love this verse. Because God's children are human beings. Anyone human here today? I think we all are. Made by flesh and blood, Jesus also became flesh and blood by being born in human form. For only as human beings could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power over death. Jesus broke the power of death. Jesus has broken the power of death over our lives. And that's the best reason to celebrate Christmas. And Jesus has already faced death and overcome it. We are just recognizing what Christ has done for us through his birth today. And it's that we celebrate what Christ has already done. And all of us are going through to death's doorway. And Jesus came through the immaculate conception by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is God with us. Jesus rose again on the third day for you and for me. He had the final victory over sin and death in our lives, over our decaying bodies, over all our faults, over all our mistakes. He has made a way for you. And we celebrate Christmas because Jesus rose from the grave, allowing us to have the final victory through him in our lives. Jesus is fully man and fully God. Matthew 1:21, back to our original scripture. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Can we stand together, church? So let me take a couple of moments before we finish our service today. But this is one of the most important times as we stand here this morning. The service isn't finished yet. We still have a song to close and a special treat. But right here, right now, will you believe with me today? And maybe you've never made a decision like this, to accept Jesus as Lord of your life. The best gift that anyone can ever have is accepting what Christ has done for you. And so will you believe with me today that Jesus was born of the virgin birth conceived by the Holy Spirit? Will you believe with me today that God became human and paid the penalty for our sins? Will you make Jesus Lord of your life today by acknowledging that he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and he became human to identify with every aspect of who we are? He made a way as the God and man that we could never do. That is the best meaning and the reason we celebrate Christmas. Romans 10:9 in the New Living Translation says this. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And I would like us to pray a prayer together, each and every one of us, this morning. I'd ask us to just bow our heads And in this moment, those of you who have never made public a decision to accept Christ as Lord of your life, those of you today who know you're away from God, perhaps you used to be a religious person at some point in your life, but you know that you're not in relationship with God. Jesus has come to identify with you. Will you accept what He has done for you? The only Son of God came to earth for you. He went to the cross. That was His mission, to take away our sin. And on the third day, He rose again so that you and I can know that we are set free. We are heaven bound. Let us pray this prayer together. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank You that You died on the cross for me. I thank You that it was Your whole purpose in life to give me a future, a hope, and a purpose to live my life through You. I accept what You have done. I receive You into my heart in Jesus' name. Amen.